Lots of action in the early 2016 presidential race. A second Republican presidential candidate yesterday entered the contest, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, a libertarian who calls himself a different kind of Republican. He joins fellow GOP Senator Ted Cruz, who's rising in the polls. And Democrat, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, appears poised to enter the race soon. She's reportedly picked a location for her campaign headquarters. To talk about all of this, we're joined now by our political team, Democratic political strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Senator Rand Paul first. What's his strategy for winning, and where does he fit in the 2016 GOP spectrum, Todd?
Well, his strategy is to first win his bracket, which is Republicans who are anti-party establishment and anti-Washington establishment. So he's got to beat out Tea Party favorites like Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Rick Perry. Then he has to win over candidates appealing to religious conservatives. Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal are the candidates in that bracket. Then Rand Paul has to prevail over other pragmatic conservative candidates like Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, maybe John Kasich. And then ultimately he hopes to be the conservative candidate facing the establishment moderate, probably Jeb Bush.
Well, I think Rand Paul's in the ABH bracket. Anybody but him. Republicans are so scared of Rand Paul and what he represents that a conservative Republican group is spending $1 million on a TV campaign to discredit him. But he has a following. I mean, his views on legalizing pot and on stopping foreign wars are particularly attractive to young men. And if he can expand his base a little bit, he becomes a real trouble for the Republican Party throughout the primary season.
That's right. The attack on him is that he's soft under Iran. He has been pretty isolationist. He's sounding less so these days. He describes himself as libertarian-ish. You know, he's not going to be as extreme as his father. To go the distance, Rand Paul has to have broader appeal.
Dan Payne, Marco Rubio is expected to be the next Republican to announce. He's already picked out a campaign headquarters in his home state, Florida. Does he have to prevail in Florida over the other Florida candidate, former Governor Jeb Bush?
Well, he's got to do very well there because Bush has been governor in that state and has established a strong base there. And Marco Rubio is relatively new to Florida. He's from the Cuban-American community, which is very important in Republican politics in southern Florida.
Can Florida have two candidates in a relatively early primary and have both be successful? Do they damage each other?
Well, it depends on what happens in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and a number of other states before Florida. Now, the Florida primary is mid-March, so it's relatively early. But chances are good that by that time, Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio will be going to their home state looking like a winner or loser. And if polls showed either likely to lose that big primary, it's very possible that the loser would opt out before the primary.
I don't think both candidates will survive Florida. Whoever has momentum, as Todd says, is going to carry Florida and beyond the March. And, you know, at this point, it looks like that might be Jeb Bush. But Marco Rubio is impressing people, you know, with his sophistication and with his general demeanor. He looks presidential.
And Marco Rubio is kind of competing with Rand Paul for being the new ideas, new generation kind of candidate.
As we said at the beginning, Hillary Clinton is expected to make it official very soon, maybe within the next week or two, with Brooklyn, New York, as reportedly her campaign headquarters location. Her favorability rating is down, yet she leads against all the GOP candidates. She's taken a lot of hits early on. How does she play all this attention early on, Dan Payne?
Well, she has plenty of supporters and plenty of detractors. That's the nature of being a Clinton. You know, she's already changed in some ways. She's talking more openly about being the first woman in the White House. And I think she's going to have a very close scrutiny, but most of the action in the primaries over the next few months is going to be on the GOP. So she'll have a chance to sort of put her house in order. Her biggest problem, as always, is organizing her own campaign.
I think early on she'll be pretty low-key. I think it'll be similar to when she ran for the Senate in New York. She had a so-called listening tour. You know, you're less likely to make mistakes if you're listening rather than talking. And the expectation is that she is course, going to be doing a lot more outreach than when she ran against Barack Obama. She's not going to be ignoring the caucus states where he beat her. But I think she's really hoping to prevent a primary so she doesn't have to go more to the left like Elizabeth Warren. Hillary is considered hawkish for a Democrat, friendly to Wall Street for a Democrat. So if Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, the Democrat running, if he catches on, Hillary will have to do less listening and more repositioning.
Well, what you say is true in terms of her views of Wall Street, but if she were to get Elizabeth Warren's endorsement, that would put that problem to rest. And I think that'll happen over the next several months.
I think the bigger question might be what Bill Clinton, the prospective first gentleman, will do in a Hillary campaign. I mean, will he be on the campaign trail as he was when she ran against Barack Obama? Bill made some gaffes then, which backfired on Hillary's campaign. And yet Bill Clinton is very popular, probably the most popular political figure in the United States. So they'll want to use him some way, but I think they're still trying to figure that out.
Bill Clinton is always a wild card.
Yes.
He can be an ace or a deuce.
And I think Hillary will be doing more to associate herself, though, with the Clinton years than with the Obama years, because that was an era of good feelings and relative peace.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Republican Todd Dopke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne.
Same here.